as if it had been formulated in terms of Hashem. So if not for the three lavim, I wouldn't know that it's an Yisachir. But now that we have three lavim, and the three lavim are all formulated in terms of Bishul, why to tell us that Bishul is only Oseh Aron Sazer Hachire? So now the net result of all that is that the love of that the love that it's an Yisachir, since it's an Yisachir. So even though the Torah doesn't employ the form of Yechal Zecha, but the net result of this Yalfuse is that it's an Yisachir. So maybe the Yisachir is also to be treated as a derivative, as a derivative of the Yisachir. So since it's a derivative of Yisachir, so maybe we say Yisachar Yisach, and we cannot say Yisamesi, because first the Yisachir has to take effect. Then we'll have the Yisachar Noe. And since we got the Yisachir, we say there is a loch of Yisachar Yisach, so there is no Yisachar Noe either. So it's not Yisamesi. Alright, this will be here. Now, yesterday I mentioned about keeping this law in and coming to the New Year. Now, I want to mention again, because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I will be forced to embarrass. I'll be forced to embarrass anyone who does not come to the Minyan and who doesn't explain to me should not come into Yeshiva, to any Yeshiva, because I'll tell him to leave it. And I'll be forced to embarrass. So it's the second warning. The second warning that I'm giving you, and something else that I would like to mention. I don't want any pups to be taken to this Medrash, and I don't want any aromas of drinking the pap outside the Bismedrash and the chair. I don't want that. And no pups, no food can be brought into any of the classrooms and to enter into the Bismedrash. Bol Hashem, we have here a dining room, and if you have to drink, you go into the dining room and you drink. And you cannot drink in the Bismedrash or the classroom, or even by drinking it on a chair near the door of the Bismedrash. These aromas will not be tolerated.
Ich mich ei mehr in Sue de Halbe. That's the way Eilu Bechlau Mechalov, because it was mentioned that Mechalov does not come with the Isa of Gosem Cholov, because Mechalov is a din of Maya, it's not Cholov. So Yesh Mishe Eilu, yeah. In other words, the Rosh says that Mechalov does not have reference to way. Eilu Bechlau Mechalov. And way in Yisuv the Chalav, way is also not here to be mivashli with Gosol. Elo meicholov, ha'na'acha she'is ma'gvino, mivashli ma'n Yisuvi. So when you take the way and you boil it, so then the vo'eichel tzof mu'maylo, v'l'nisha be'i, so then whatever remains after that, so elo ma'im ba'almi, zehu ha'nikho meicholov. Cholov hanimtza b'keim. Eine cholov umuta levashel b'iposo afilu b'tzolil shabu. V'yeish b'sheiz. We saw last time that there are three shittes. Rashi, the Rif, Rashi, and Rav Natan. So the Rif is the biggest maker. So he says that cholov hanimtza b'keim, or even if it's completely liquid, tzolil. So it does not have a din of cholov. And then Rashi is the biggest machmir, that he says even if it's korosh, so it has a din of cholov. And then Ramatam is in between. Ramatam shita is if it's olo, so it has a din of cholov. If it's korosh, if it's coagulated, so it does not have a din of cholov. So you have three shittas. But the Mechaber mentions only two shittas. So cholov animtza b'keivo eini cholov umuta levashel b'posor afilu b'tzolo shabo. That's the Rif shita, the kulen. And then v'yesh b'shehi seya that's Rav Natan by tzolul shabo, but not by korosh shabo. So in other words, he only mentions two days. He doesn't mention Rashi shite that even korosh has a din of cholov. Now cholov hanimtza b'keiv shenimla b'kevoso. So the Ramo says in the Agoye lechatchil ein la'anichi b'keivo ad sheitztane na cholov b'sei chakiv. So lechatchil we shouldn't let the cholov stay in the cave. Why? Because it is very hard. Aval b'deved ein lochush. But with the Eved, there is no chash, because in order to answer it, so one of two things, either I'll be muliach harit v'seyach, or I'll be kobush 24 hours. But if you don't, if not muliach it, and you just let it stay for less than 24 hours, then the Eved cannot become osa. But on account of the fact that it's very harif, it's very strong, so you shouldn't let it stay in the cave at all, even less than 24 hours. So cholov animtza b'kevo, shenimlar b'kevoso. So then the boso, so that cholov was beleya of that lining of the kevo, the boso. So it becomes also it's boso b'cholov. Oy shoma b'yimechot. So through kovush arayin kumbushu, it absorbed particles from the lining of the kevo, which is boso. So the mele also lehamid bay. So what does it mean also Hamid Bey? Now, so it's you see that it's possible to be maimed in the whole of Hanimtza Mekeiva too. In the whole of Hanimtza Mekeiva too. So if it is Kolush, so then it's certainly possible to be maimed it. But even if it's Olu, so it's still possible to be maimed. If it is so, why is it different than any other milk? How can you be curdle milk with milk? So the answer is because the cholov akevo. So the shach says in sif chavov hatam ifurishem shecholov akevo chari vechomutz sharem amidim bei. So that's called hamode bekevo itself. Now the Gemara in Chum speaks of hamode in the kevo itself. What does it mean the kevo itself? That means the milk that coagulated. And hamode in irakevo, the lining of the kevo. Now today we are maimit. We make cheese with rennet. Rennet, that's the irakevo, that's the lining. But it's possible to be maimit cheese even in the kevo itself, which is nothing but milk. But it's milk that stayed in the kevo. So then it can curdle cheese. So, if the cholov was nimtza b'kevo, for 24 hours, or it was nimlar b'kevo, so then it's also to be maimed even with the cholov. We're not talking about lining. Why? Because it absorbed the particles from the lining. So in effect, this cholov is an entity of basa b'cholov. Now, it's an entity of basa b'cholov. So cholov hanimtza b'kevo, so also lahamid. V'imehemid bei, and suppose he was maimid gvino with that cholov. Im hu atzoril, or he say kolagvinis, because we passed like chavnetam that cholov hanimtza b'kevo if it is solo, so it has a din of cholov. Now, and this was nimlach b'kevoso, so mimele it is cholov that absorbed boso, so it's a heftzel boso b'cholov. So mimele imotzovil is a kolagvinitz. So any cheese that was curdled through it, so is osa. Achihei samer b'cholov shehemid neged hakevo asur. What is kevo? Kevo means, kevo is not boso, we're not talking here of the lining, we are talking of the milk, so that absorbed particles from the lining. So achehei samer b'cholov she'emig neged hakevo hasur v'moye samer b'cholov akol muta. Now here, so the shach asks a very strong kasha against this ramor. Now Rishonim say when you pass like that I mean the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, they say it in the pasuk like that if, let's say, kosher rennet curdled cheese, so the cheese is muta, kosher rennet. In other words, as long as there was enough milk to have shishi neged this lining of the cable, this rennet. So why don't we say dovar amayim afilu b'elef l'bottle? So the Ramban says that it's not shayach to say dovar amayim afilu b'elef l'bottle ligabi bosa becholov, because the rennet, the boso is heter, and the cholov is also heter. Only if the two combine
to such an extent of giving a tam one in the other, then it becomes a chatzubas mechalov. But here there is shishim, so it didn't combine to an extent of one giving tam in the other. But it's not shayach to say dovah ramayit, because the ranet is dovah heta. If the ranet is neveil ranet, so then it's dovah yisea, so it's already yosea. So meila yafilu belach lebotel. But here it's kosher ranet, so it's not osa, but it should aseret mitzad bosa becholov. So it's not shayach. It can only aseret to become bosa becholov if it gives it tam. All right. So that's a dovah pashut. Even though there is a shittus of shame to the contrary, but it seems very, very reasonable, and that's the way you pass it. So that's all right if you take kosher renet, a renet from a behemo shchuto, and the lining of a cable of a behemo shchuto, and you put it in milk, and you make cheese. So then we say, as long as there is shishim in the milk, negate this lining of the kevo shchuto, so it's muta. But here we are dealing with milk hanimtza b'kevo. The kevo itself ni milk hanimtza b'kevo, and it was nimlach b'kevo, or it was kavush, so it absorbed particles of boso, so it's a heftzer of boso b'cholo. So here we are not miming it with bosa. Here we are miming the cheese with bosa b'cholov. Bosa b'cholov, that's like the veile. So why did it? So even with the rishishi, it should be osa. I mean that. So the shach is that kash. The shach is that kash. Oh. L'chir kosher, the second line. Taf kuf tzadik reis. The second line in the shach. L'chir kosher. From the top, Amai Sage Misamech, who a cholov shemikayvo osea, miatzmei shenasas neveile, v'chana ma'amrino likamo, v'simen kufale, v'in din chticho aruyo nishabeit, elu misu ha'machmasa atzmo, ki neveile v'osa b'cholo, v'in keim kam, kim shiru dobar amayni, afu vele v'botl, v'chim kosov amodachai perik, kol aboso, uchibas mamei, simen yutches, uchibas arav shimshen, b'mai se, בשים שמן אברום, במייסי שעושו גבינס, מחולוב שבקיבו, ונמצא, לאח הזמן בשיח עסק שבחולוב, בויו בבעת מן הדקים, שהגבינס הסוריס, כאילו שהוא יסמי מן הניסנטם, סובב שהטויר כוסף גם כאילו שבסוף הרב, יש למה, so why does he ask? וכאשר only against the רמור, he should ask, against the tour, that because the tour said at the end of Sinai Pesach went over. So he said, "Cholov anim tzabekeim lidas aval vesine cholov mutar vashel bibosar aflo litzolshim." The chikas of Aram, the Rashi Osre, the Chosav shu cholov gomo, afilu akom shem kol shnatzol. ורב נתם חילק, הקור שבו היא מחולוב על הצול וחולוב, לפי חוכי מולך הקיבו בחלבו, בחלובו, נסע משום בוסו בחולוב, דימוליח כרצייח, וכן מומד ממאחו וכל משכם בושו, so in other words, so he became a חפצה בוסו בחולוב, then the tour concludes, ואם הם מתבוא גבינס, אם יש בו גבינס אין טעם, אסור את לרש, so he could ask the same קשה against the tour, so he says, no, against the tour, there is no קשה, because there is, it's a רשיינים, that even neveila renet, if there is shishim, so it's also muta. In other words, they do not agree of this aloche, the dovah ha-maimid, afilu belach lebotel. So he says, we passed that if it was maimid with neveila renet, then it's also, even if there is shishim. ואף שבתור כוסף גם כמו שכוסף רב, יש לנו לעתור ספיר עלי, לדובר המאמיד שעושה, בוטל מסמך, וחידס רמתם, וסמתם שיטה. So, we don't, but we, so maybe the two agrees with Rav Netam, but Ramo, so who is the Mechaber and Ramo, they both pass that if it's Neveil Renet, so it's so then I feel a belly bottle. So how does he say here it's also like Neveil Renet, Bosa Becholov Renet, not Bosa Renet, but Bosa Becholov Renet? It already absorbed particles of Bosa, this Cholov Shebekev. Abo, you could write, Vyesh, oh. So after Jacob was come to finish with Rav Yishma to spill into Ramayim, which was about to be some of the time, what was my? Sure. Oh, but against Ramo it's a kashi. So he says the Shach, Yishlema, the Dafke Dover Ramayim, she also a ma'atz me mamish. K
כגיימי ואלה, המגינו דריבות, מה שאין כנוח שאין המים מדוסה מעצמי, אלו משום תארו בסבוסה בחלוף, הוא ייקח בוטל שם. Now, so, like this, if we didn't learn בוסה בחלוף, תארו בס before, so, I would have to spend a lot of time in explaining the chach. But after learning Taruvah, so I mentioned several times in Taruvah that the Reb Chaim, I mean, so the way Reb Chaim explains the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivet in connection with Efshar Lisichta Yoseh. So according to the Rambam, the Pshat in Efshar Lisichta Yoseh, what does it mean Efshar Lisichta Yoseh? Efshar Lisichta Yoseh means if it tipas cholov, fell on Echticha of Bosom, to such an extent that it gave itam cholov in the Bosom. Then you took that chtiches baso and you cooked it with other chtiches, and the bulk of the cholov that was originally absorbed by this chtiche was distributed among many chtiches. So at the end there is a minimum of cholov remaining in that chtiche, less than is necessary to give it up. So if we say actually say chtei is muter, so then it's muta. But we pass actually say chtei is osea. So we say that chatiche remains osea, even though the bulk of the milk was squeezed out, was nischat from that chatiche, and it doesn't give a tam cholov in that chatiche, because once that milk gave a tam cholov in the bosa for one moment, so it became an entity of bosa cholov. So it remains osea even after the bulk. Even though later on the bulk of the milk was squeezed out. So according to the Rambam, it means that the halacha of bosa b'cholov implies that the bosa that was heter originally by itself, and the cholov was heter by itself, but the moment the two combined, so then to the extent of one giving it on in the other, so then the cholov ingredient itself became a heftzer of isa, and the bosa ingredient, in other words, if cholov and bosa, two ingredients, which by themselves are at the very outset are heter, but if they combine to form an entity of bosa and cholov for one moment, then each ingredient, each raw material, becomes a heftzer of isa. So in other words, once one gives a tam in the other, so the cholov by itself is a heftzer of isa, and the bosa by itself is a heftzer of isa. That's the shite. That's the reason as to why this chatiche, after the bulk of the milk is squeezed out, remains osa. But it was squeezed out. The answer is, the moment the cholov gave it tam, cholov the boso, so the boso ingredient became a heftzer of boso cholov. Alright, that's the shittes ram. The shittes raivet is that the Torah asat only the synthesis, the combination of boso and cholov. The Torah did not asa. That the cholov by itself and the bosa by itself. So then you ask, if the Torah only asked the combination, the synthesis of the bosa and the cholov, so the moment you squeeze out the bulk of the cholov, there is no synthesis. The answer is, so it remains osea as a remnant of Israel. It remains a remnant of Israel. So in other words, so that is Israel. So this is what the Shach is saying. Yesh leimah. ויש לימא דווקא דובר המיימים שעושה מעצמי ממש כדי מבילה אמרינו בריבוטו מה שאם כן הוכר שאין המיימים דעושה מעצמי אלו משום תארו בסבוסה בחולוב הוא ריקר בוטו שם. In other words, that's like the Raivet. He doesn't say Rambam Raivet, but this is, in other words, he says that the Ramo holds and the two holds, I mean, in the Torah, it's a different teretz, but we don't have to say that the Torah passes like Amitam. After all, Amitam is only Yochid. So he says it in the Torah too. So that is the Torah holds that there is a difference between, let's say, Nivela Ranet and Cholov Hakevo that absorb particles of the lining in it. Because the Torah holds that the essence of Basav Cholov consists in the synthesis. And even after the cholov gave it tam cholov in the boso, the boso gave it tam boso in the cholov, like in this case, let's say. So it's not that the cholov ingredient and the boso ingredient became by themselves heftzer visa. No, the heftzer visa consists of the synthesis. Now but you'll still ask. But here, so bishlein in the case
where you squeeze out the bulk of the milk. So then the Raivachita is that once you squeeze out the bulk of the milk from that chatiche, the tamboso cannot asar on the other chatiches. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Raiv. But in this case, it wasn't squeezed out. The cholov in the cave were absorbed particles of the lining, to an extent that the particles of the lining gave it tamboso in that cholov. So, and it wasn't squeezed out, it wasn't nisre. So we have the synthesis existing too. And then, so what was my need? That this milk, this cholov akevo, that has in it particles of lining, and that gave it tam of bosor in that milk. So we have the synthesis too. The answer is, now, why, how is it that you can curdle cheese with the cholov akevo? So he says that the Shach says in Sifchovov shecholov akevo chari v'chomutz sharim amidim, and because of that, so if it is kosh, so it's very easy to curdle cheese with that. But even if it is solo, it is sometimes possible to curdle cheese with it because of the sharpness of this cholov akevo. You couldn't. The ordinary milk, not cholov akevo, could not be used as a stabilizer, as a curdler. Only the cholov akevo, because of its chrifes and its chimutz, because it's acidy and sharp and so on. So in other words, what curdles the cheese? The unique quality of the cholov akevo. Not so the cheese is curdled because of the unique quality, because of the chibutz and the chrifes of the cholov akevo, not because of the particles of lining that are absorbed by the cholov akevo. So as far as curdling the cheese is concerned, so the particles of the lining that are absorbed in the cholov akevo play no role. They play no role. So in other words, what affects the curdling of the cheese? The sharpness and the acid quality of the cholov akevo. So that means, so mainly, even though there is a synthesis of cholov and bosor in the cholov akevo, they absorbed particles of lining, but it plays no role in curdling the cheese. So what curdles the cheese? Just the cholov akevo. And even if it hadn't absorbed the particles of lining, it would have done the same job. So Mimele, we cannot say that in view of the fact that Dovara Maimed Afilo Be'elef Flibotim, and here the Cholov Akevo itself is Osea. The answer is, if, let's say, the cheese would be curdled as a result of the synthesis of the cholov akevo and the particles of the lining, then nechaname. But it plays no role in curdling the cheese. It's only the cholov akevo. So according to the Rambam, the cholov akevo itself is a chepzer of bosom cholov. There's the pshat nefshel sichti oser. Then nechaname. The Tur wouldn't say. The Rambam wouldn't agree with this halacha of the Tur, with this halacha of the Rambam. But according to the Raivet, that the cholov itself is not a heftzer of Isaiah. It's the synthesis, the combination of the cholov and the particles of the lining together. But so and the particles of the lining, they are combined with the cholov, but they don't curdle the cheese. Only one ingredient of this entity of basav cholov curdles the cheese. The other ingredient, even though it exists in the form of a synthesis in the cholov akevo, it plays no role in the curdling of the cheese. So b'meile, we cannot apply the aloche of Dovar HaMayim, the Dovar HaBotel, Mashenkin, according to the Rambam Shite, that once the bosor gives it tam bosor in the cholov, so the cholov ingredient itself becomes the heftzer of Yisea. So b'meile, even though the particles of the lining play no role in the curdling of the cheese, only the cholov ingredient, but the cholov ingredient is a heftzer of cholov. But according to the Raivet, we can understand the shita of the Ratur and the Ramon. This is what the Shach means. Then it says in parentheses, "Ve'afiru im neimim di bosa b'cholov mamish sheneser al dibisho choshiv ki gufi shel yiseh v'im hemid bo yachakei neisa b'mashu." In other words, if we say like the Ramba, not like the Raivet, so we say we still, in other words, Because so the first teretz was, the first lashon in the shach was that this psak of the tur and the ramor can accord only with the shittas haRambam. Now he says in parentheses it can accord with the, can only accord with the shittas haRambam. Now in parentheses he says no, we can even explain it according to the shittas haRambam. But according to shittas haRambam, so then once bosor particles give it tam bosor in the cholov shebekevo, then the cholov akevo itself becomes an entity of bosor cholov. And that curdles the cheese, so we should say, Dom Ramayim Bel Vubatul. So he says as follows. Where do we say that once the bosor gives a tam bosor in the cholov, so the cholov ingredient becomes the entity of bosor cholov only when it's bosor cholov with rice? Mashayim can hear. So it's not bosor cholov with rice, because how did it become? Because there are bishlos of here. So when does it become an entity of Basar B'Cholov and Raisa only when the time of the Basar in the Cholov is affected? So Bishl. But in this case, the time of the Basar in the Cholov Akeva was affected through Milich or through Kovush. So Milich HaReit V'Seyach, Kovush HaReit V'Bushl. But by Basar B'Cholov it's only Osam D'Rabbonon. Basar B'Cholov it's only Osam D'Rabbonon. When you sold, let's say, when you sold in cheese and meat together, so it becomes only a chefetz of bosor b'cholov in Rabbanon. So the gabe, so the tur and the ramor, so we can say that vis-a-vis bosor b'cholov the raise, so the tur and the ramor would agree with the shivas Rambam. But here they are dealing with the bosor b'cholov in Rabbanon. Because bosor b'cholov in the raise can only be affected through bishul mamish. Here it was affected through miliche or through kovush. So vis-a-vis, so the tur. The tur and the ramor don't apply the longness of the Rambam to bosor b'cholov with Rambam. So the first lashon the shach said that they agree with the shittas haRaivet. In the parentheses he says no, they could agree vis-a-vis bosor b'cholov with Raise, they could agree with the longness of the Rambam. But vis-a-vis bosor b'cholov with Rabbanon, they apply the longness of the Raivet. ואפילו אם נאמן בסוף חולו ומאמה שנוסר על דיבישו חושי יחוב של ניסע ואם עמידו ביחקים איזה למשהו מקום כמו החקים בנסר על דיבליכה ויקובוש דיינו מן רבונון סביר לרב ולחושב כקוף של ניסע לעניין שיעשר במי מי בכל שום או מי הוא ביסר היתר או נמזיים וינחס איסה שאילו יקובוש חושב כמדו של ניסע ותתשוד עשרה ונראה לסביר לרב לא עוקו בזה. So this is what Rambam is saying. Alright. So he says, Vimo Yasa, so Rambam says, Vimo Samar Bechol Vakumut. Vimo Yakiva Khusho. So only Rashi holds that it is a Vimo Cholov, a Misaras Kuv. Afil Hoyo Samar Bechol of Negev Akiva. Because we don't pass it like Rashi. Vimo Hoyo Hakiva Tzolo Mitchilo. Vimo Rash. In other words, if we say that Kosh does not have a Vimo Cholov, so then the question of only Tzolo, so then the question of Eis is, what if originally it was Tzolo? And then it coagulated. So then there is a machlokes on that. So v'nikrash, yesh lo din Tzolo. This is what they said at first. V'yesh lakilim zeh. They say that even if at the very outset it was Tzolo, but then when it coagulates, so it does not have a din of cholov anymore. V'yesh uvimokim hefzet yesh lo hokim. Mokim Hefzet Yesh Lohokil in the case, not in Mokim Hefzet Yesh Lohokil, even in the case of Tzolo Mitchilo V'Nikcha Shachar. Right. Eir HaKeivu, Lipomi Melchi Neisei U'Myapshi Neisei V'Nasei Ki'eitz U'Mimali Meisei Cholov Izmuta V'Me'acha Shenisya Beish Have Ki'eitz V'Almeh ואין בי לחלוך יסבוסו. ואין לחלוך יסבוסו. In other words, suppose, so of course, if you took an Eir HaKeivo and it didn't dry it up completely, as long as it has לחלוך יס, then it has a din of bosor mamish. So then if it is an Eir HaKeivo of Nevele, so אפילו מלב זה בוטו. And if it's an Eir HaKeivo of שחוטו, so then we must have שישי. But suppose you treated it and you dried it out completely so that it was divested of all achluchis, so then it doesn't have a shem bosor. So the shem bosor is poka. So then even without So let's say if it is an Akiva of Ishchuto, so even without Shishim it's Muter, David. And if it's an Akiva of Nevelo, so it's also Muter. But only David, but Lechatchila it's also. Even if it's completely. So there's the Shach says, Ir Akiva, Lipomim. If it's not edible, I mean, and if it was divested of all achluchas, so you can see from that how the standards of kashrus do not conform to the Shulchan Aruch. So you see, here he talks, the Shach talks of a case. Where it was disyabish completely, it was dried out completely, it's not edible, and it never became edible later on. So in such a case, so the event is muta because it doesn't have shenmosa, it's not lemorosa, but l'chatchila you're not allowed to do it. And here, so we have Adnax Rabbonim who endorse cheese that are made with non-kosher in it, but they say that at one stage it was nipsel machlas kelef, but then chemically it was treated in such a way that it became edible. So they are moderate on the basis that since at one stage it was nipsel machlas kelef, so the shem eichel was poka, so it's not chizav neil. But on that question, there is a machlekes v'sheinim on that question. But so the shach asas lechatchila, even if it became yovish keitz ligamre, and it wasn't revived, and it didn't become edible. So then of course the eved is muter, so still he asas at lechatchila. And here, so we have achsherim and venet that is nevela venet, but at one stage it was nipsum achras kalev, and then it was revived. All right. Now. Im hemid gvina be'er kevas k'sheiro yeish bo tam bosor asur v'im lav muteris. So that we achieve the list tam bosor, so it's also because of bosor b'cholov, not bosor b'cholov mid'raise, but bosor b'cholov mid'rabonov mid'raise only when it's there bish. Aber amaymi be'er kevas nevelo yitreifu be'imot ne'yo eisa b'cholov shu, because Rav Netam shite. Rabbi Netam Shite, that Yoba Ramaymi, there's no people in the Rishishim. So, I mean, on the contrary, that even by Yoba Ramaymi, so there is people in the Rishishim, so that's the Shidas Yochid. We don't pass on that. Mishu, the Dover also, the Atzme, you, Maymi, Afinu Belevzibo. Vidavke, Shelo Hoyoshom, Maymi, Achia. Rakosa, Avol in Hoyoshom, Gamke, Maymi, Heter, Havize vize geirei umuter imike samech negedos. Alright. So in other words, if there are two tumah midim, so then, and the yiser by itself, so the shach says, nira di davke kishenu yiser yochil hamid levade below yaeter. Holavo cheos. So in other words, so the shach says that when is the ramon matir, if there are tumah midim, only if the Yisa by itself without the heter, so wouldn't be able to curdle the cheese. Let's say sometimes you use rennet and you also use a certain vegetable. So then, as a mining, so if the rennet by itself couldn't curdle the cheese, but only together with the heter my meat, so then it's muta devet. Mashinke, if you have tuma midi, let's say venet my meat and the vegetable my meat, but the venet my meat by itself, even without the vegetable my meat, could curdle the cheese, so the shach says then it's osa. But anyway, even in such a case, so it's only devet. Osa, but lechatchila, I don't only devet, it's muta when it's there is a gear, but lechatchila, it's osa. All right. Now let's see the Taz. Kotzuk Matir, it's Vashal Dibach HaLevim, Megidu Pomech, Misa Bishlach, Misa Achila, Vach Misa Hanoi, Veheitzi Achila, Dloshim Bishl, Leima, Shino Osa Matir, Adela, Dera, Bishl, Avon, Drabon, Osa, Bechol, Inim.
Otze Becholi. Hashal Perichol Abosso Simenkuf Chilik al Zeh. Val Mashikos Varamba Mamordecha. Usvir Alei Misvor El Hachmir Ba'anoi. V'yonu Eimon Al Dimo Yesheni Ba'achini. I mentioned that. So in other words, the Mashal Shittins here, he says, the Rabbos says, Kol Batz Becholom Shinoza Na'atele, Muta Ba'anoi. Muta Ba'anoi. So, but the Mashal is Chilik. And the Mashal, in other words, according to the Mashal, so Sarim Becholom is also Ba'anoi. According to Mashal. But they're not masking with the Mashal. Now see Bates in the Taz. So in the Elobos Psabehim Teiro, Behol of Behim Teiro, Abu Boss of Teiro, Behol of Meir, Ui Boss of Meir, Behol of Teiro, Mutorin Bibishu Banoi. Mutorin Bibishu Banoi. In other words, so that's Ligabi Boss of Meir. That's Ligabi Boss of Meir. But it has no application to was on Velo Bichol. Because I heard there are some rabbonim in America who try to give a heter to be mevashel for goyim, you know, was on Velo with Cholov, it has no basis whatsoever. It's against the deen. Because this is only Shayach Ligabi Bosot Meyo Bicholov. Bosot Meyo, so there is a special Zerasakosu. Bosot Meyo Bicholov. So there is a special Zerasakosu. Bosot Meyo Bicholov. That there is no Yisrael of Bosa Becholo. So Mele, it's Mutat Mimavashel, it's Mutabahanoi, and so on. Masheikin Vele, or Helev Becholo. So there is no special Pasik. But the Gemara mentions the Deen of an Yisrael Halalisi. So even if we are Mimayit, so one Mandoma is Mimayit from the Deen, that Nivele or Helev. But the Gemara says it, in other words, that we say that it's a special, that we say it's a halal isser, that mandoma. But here, there is a special zersakosu. So it's the din of an isser halal isser. And as far as the din of an isser halal isser is concerned, so first of all, the Arishayim, who passed, the Rajbo passed like that, that here isser is halal isser, because it is an isser isser. Who is the one who says that it's not an Issa Meisiv, that the Rambam Nikud HaNiflo? So he says that Psach, that Chilev Becholov, so the Rambam says, so then the Iser of Boso, so we say that it's not an Iser, so it's not an Issa Meisiv. So in other words, so the Rambam says that the Iser of Chilev is the Iser of Basa Becholov is not Chal and the Iser of Chilev, because it's not an Iser Meisiv, because here the Iser Anoye is a derivative of the Iser Achilev on the basis of Rav Avuye Zalocher of Kol Mokin Shnei Malu Yisei Chal Yichal Echad Iser Achilev Ata Noim Mashu. That's the Shittas Rambam. But the Rashba is Chilev, and the Rashba holds that just as the Iser of Hegdesh is Chal and the Iser of Chilev, so the Iser of Basa Becholov is also Chal and the Iser of Chilev and on the Iser of Nevev. Why? Two, we have a din of Enisa Halal Iser, we have a din of Enisa Halal Iser, but but by Issa Meisi, so Issa is Halal Iser. And since Basa Becholov involves in Issa Ranoye, whereas Chilev and Nevele do not involve in Issa Ranoye, so Basa Becholov is in Issa Meisi. And Nevele, so the Issa of Basa Becholov, even vis-a-vis Achille, is Chal. And the Issa Chilev and the Issa Nevele. So according to the Rashbo, so there is Malkes. If somebody eats, let's say, Nevele, Bosa Nevele, that was Nisbashel with Cholov, so there is Malkes. According to the Rambam, there is no Malkes, because of the Kudin flaw, that it's not an Issa Meisi. So in Issa Chalalisa, but even according to the Rambam, it's Osea. Even according to the Rambam, it's Osea. Why is it Osea? First of all, the Bishul itself is Osea. This is how the Rambam passes, that you're not allowed to be Mivashel. You're not allowed to be Mivashel Psa Nevele Becholov. Because true, in Yisachal Alisea, vis-a-vis Achille, but vis-a-vis Bishul,
So if there is no Yisachar Nisea, so the Meila is called Yischayu Malkis. But according to the Rambam, you're not Chayu Malkis on the Achille of Sane Vele Bicholom because of Yisachar Nisea. But since it's based upon the Din of Yisachar Nisea, so the Gemara says Kevin Nisim and Shoyim Murim, so that means there is no Malkis, but the Nisa there is. So in other words, so there is no heter whatsoever of being Mevashe. And if someone is mevashel psar nevela becholov, so he's even allowed the rice. Mashein kein psar beimot bosol beimot meyo becholov. Then there is no yisar pish. So if somebody will be mevashel psar hazir becholov, there is no for goyim. There is no pish. He's allowed to be mevashel for Jews too, but the Jews are not allowed to eat it anyway. So what's the purpose of being mevashel? Alright. So he says, so it's muta bishul vanoi even in rabo. There is no isa bosot b'cholov. Because vis-a-vis bosot meyo, so it's not based upon isa chalisa. Vis-a-vis nivelo, chelayim, it's based upon isa chalisa. Vis-a-vis beimot meyo, it's a special aloche. That the isa of bosot b'cholov does not apply to bosot beimot meyo. Alright, we're talking bishul vanoi. Bitu kosa. Abo bosot teiro b'cholov meyo, oy nivcho. So the question is, because the Torah says, the Mechaber doesn't say it, but the Torah says, so I mentioned at that time, it's possible there are two explanations in the Torah. One explanation in the Torah is that when he says that Eliyom Drabonon modifies only the last expression, the last expression in the Torah. In other words, Psachayo Veiv Becholov Eliyom Drabonon Mashein Kei Posot Meyo Becholov. So there is no Yisrael Rabbanon altogether, because as far as Achille is concerned, why should the Chachom enact the Yisrael Rabbanon? It's also Miraise Mitzat Bosot Meyo. So when the Torah, so there is one pshat in the Torah, that when the Torah says Inum Rabbanon, it modifies only the last clause in the Torah. In other words, Psachayo Veiv Bechol. Hikshe B'Syosef, Di Menecho Tomei, Hosa B'Achille Miraise. So the Besyos assumed that it modifies all the items. So the discussion is, why should the Chachomim ask it mid Rabbanon? Ba'achile, when it's also mid Raise, mitzad is atomic. Uvitrishe omer chomizal, mitarz in the Yeshnaf kimine, because they resu, the lembe by din chatz v'as nevele. Shesfiro av nafrayim, b'sifin tzadik veiz, v'am minun kein, el bosa b'cholo. So in other words, so the Trishe, Mibach say, true, it's also if you are mivashe. Let's say chazer with cholov, so then you're not allowed to eat it anyway because of the nisa of chazer. Because of the nisa of chazer. But still, the chachomim enacted that it should involve a nisa min rabbono and a nisa of posa b'cholov too. A nisa of posa b'cholov too. So what's the purpose? There is enough to mean it. Let's say a kol rabbi nefray. So if it is oser only because that cholov has a tam of the chazer in it. So we do not say Chachanas Nevela. We do not say Chachanas Nevela. And if that cholov would be nisari with other cholov, we wouldn't require shishi neged the whole cholov. Mashiinke now the Chachomim or misake that it's also the Rabbanon misat posam cholov. So even according to Rabbanon Efraim, the Chachanas Nevela. So there is nafkin in it. So look, there was a purpose in being misake that it's also the Rabbanon. So the Lidoko Rabbonon Baze, Kvedam Kevam Munach, Lo Yikra Tam Rab Nefraim, the Machne Bosa Becholov. So he doesn't, the Taz doesn't like the Drishes and the Bachs. Pshat. So he says, Lo Yikra Tam Rab Nefraim, the Machne Bosa Becholov, and Mitam Shkolach, and Natsim Utar Gitaru Nis Asurim, and Natsim Gufechot, Mishini Vesios, and Shmatei, and Mishim Tzak Zveiz, and Zer Nishayach, Kam Nibinecho Tomei, and Dabu Lavo Chayesh Bein Samateo, and Kein Havi Kishor Isur, ואין לאימא ורבונם גוזרו בזה לאימא אחתיך עצמו נעשה נבלה או תושב בזה בכל עובדה רייסה דמכן גם בבישו ואנו יאויו נגזקן כאילו שישר אחילו יאיש בלעבו חנעתה ואין מחמיר על התרובס או חנעה מהב להחמיר בזה Und mit Worim Eilu, Hubsche Gamki, Maschikos of Oid, Moir Chomizal. So the Bach mentions another of Kimines, why it was necessary for the Chachomim to answer it on the score of the Rabbonon when it's also anyway on the score of the Reis. So he says there is another of Kimine. We got the Chichor in Ischabit, so the Aloch is, when do we apply the Aloch of Chichor in Ischabit, after well of the bottle, only when it's also Machmas Atzmei, not if it's also Machmas Avalu Hashem Ezechei. So if the Chachomim won't be saying that it's also Machmas Becholov, so then it would be only Osa because of Tam Ki Iker, because it was belayed over Osa, let's say, so then so if it would be Nisari that Chatiche with other Chatiches, so it would be Osa. Masheike, it would be both, because we wouldn't apply the Aloha of Tichu in Israel. But now the Chachomim of Misakeil, that it's also Machmas Basa B'cholom, Basa B'cholom is a Nisa Machmas Atzmei, so if that Chatiche, let's say, Chatiche Behemot Teiro, Basa Behemot Teiro, was cooked in Cholo Behemot Meir, and then that Chatiche that was cooked in Cholo Behemot Meir would be Nisari with other Chatiche, as Yom Shbi Yobeish, so after you realize the bottom, that's another Afkidim.
מציגים למגמור לפוסק כבר, ובסור לבחוד יש פוסק, אדם מסליס נתם ועם עצמי לבחוד המשמנוי, ופשרה שעבר הכי לא היא תקדם אותה, כי מי שיש סמך מסתומה, שמה מובן תומה היא, אין שום שיוח את סיסה בזה, ומכן הוא מסליס להזכיר, אלא פה שזה מלך לתומה, המגישור וסור ממש, אלא בו עוד מה שכוס פעתור, שאין לו מרפון הוא מקוי רק הפשרי, ולא הגיעו אל בו סור תומה, יכול אותו מימי, רק לעין שאימות הבענוי הוא הבישו. So when he says, also in the Rabbanon, it modifies only the last time, the last expression. That's Psachai of Eni Bechol. Mishkos of Yosef. Umishim hoche, yofe osim shuchonoruch, shorei atise. Umir yichom izal kosav vini noche. Vili nire shahadin imei bebir. In other words, the mechaber is right. That he doesn't mention also in the Rabbanon, ilgabe psaat meyo bechol at meyo. Ufimah shilinzo vishim rashao. בשם רשאו שהגיע בתור היבס לא יקדם מפסחיו of the text in the two is found. V'nei the first line, Tafkuf Lamed Chesed Tov. V'nei yalo b'teiro, kim psar behim oteiro b'chol of teiro. Avo psar teiro b'chol of behim ot meyo, oi bos ot meyo b'chol of teiro, u psar chayo, v'ei yifafim b'chol of teiro in on davar. So the Mashal put in one word, avo bos ot teiro b'chol of behim ot meyo, oi psar ot meyo, Bechilef Tehiro, Loi, he inserted Loi. So that cut off the other items, you know, from this thing, Upsach, when he says, Inel Dabba, it wants you to insert one word, Avol Bosot Tehiro, Becholof Behemot Meyo, Oi Bosot Meyo, Becholof Tehiro, Loi. So there is no Mesem Cholof. So Loi, that means, now something else. Upsach, Ayovei, Bafilu Becholof Tehiro, Inel Dabba. So once you insert the term loy, so then there is no ambiguity. Like this, without the term loy, there's an ambiguity. You can explain it in two ways. So you can apply the expression Eino Midrabonon to all the items mentioned. But if you insert the term loy, so then there is no ambiguity. So then we know that now it's a new inyan. Upsar chayomei b'afilu v'chol of teim Eino Midrabonon. Masha'inkin. Bosotomei b'chol of teiro, or bosotomei b'teiro b'chol of teiro. So that's even b'rabonon. There is no iser, and the score was b'chol of. But it's also b'rayim tzei b'achile, and the score of tam ki'ikia, of tomei. Alright. So he says, ufize ufim mashinitzev shimashal shigia b'tur tevas voy, kedum psachayo vei, or se shapet vei, vein kabones atura kashmeim, sheyei shom heta bishu, שאין שם את הבישו בנוי אבל דוגים ובשיוסף קוסוף ומכל מוקי אבל דוגים חבוב ומבוד מיסה ודרבון ובשיוסף קוסוף ומכל מוקי נראה אנחנו דוגים בכל אופן תהיה הסכונה והוא טועי סייפר because the סכונה it's not helpful so it's detrimental to health so דוגים with בוסו but דוגים with כל אופן is not detrimental to health והוא טועי סייפר וצורכים על בוסו כמוסקה ברחיים סימן קופיים גימו, חיים קוסס דקלישי, שניסר רבה בסיוסף כאן, בוסו בחולו, ובבוש הפי כמו שהוא בסיוסף, ואין לי נוחק, אין לי נוחק. So you find certain homes, I'm very machmir, not to cook fish in milk, but it has no basis. I mean, the only one who is matic that was shini for lebush, but everybody is matic. Push it is boyer, so he says, ונוע גלאסס חולב משקדים מניחים בו בשרי ואין בין רק מרבונות אבל בשר בהם הוא יש להניח לצבא חולב שקדים משומר הסעי כמו שנספוי עליו סימן סמך לא בדעקמי שתרסחת את פרסם הדריס כוסף של השאל לא מעט מתם דוגי לעשר בשרי בחולב של שקדים אלו אם כן יניחי
Mishkei. So just as it now, Dam Dogin is Buddha. But you know, Dam Dogin looks like Dam Dehero. So in England, it's Admara Sayin, if you have, let's say, a glass with Dam Dogin and it looks like Dam Dehero, so it's Admara Sayin not allowed to drink that blood of the dog. So the Mashal deduced from it the same way, it's also Admara Sayin, Lechel Tzarim, the Cholof Shoshkei. That's part of the milk, like part of the milk. Elohim came in Nichum Mishkei the Metzler, Mishum Marasai, Vidochad Moh. Because the Mashal Shiti is, like most poskim, that even vis-a-vis an Isra Rabbonon, there is an Isra of Marasai. But the Mashal Shiti is, that vis-a-vis an Isra Rabbonon, there is no Isra of Marasai. Vidochad Moh, Shei Raim Mitam, Shemotzimu Be Isra Kores, Vashem Kim Bosobo, Ebe Cholo, Shehud Rabbonon, Bafil, Bebehim Minosar, Oda Rabbishu Davke, Hilkach, Lechoshu Bozel, Marasai. Atka. ואף כדיבר רמון החיינים, וכבר נספש את המין הקיים, מכל מוקי נראה שיש להניח, וכתחיל השקיינים גם את הפצרים. אלו במוקים שאין לו השקיינים, אין לו עשר בשביל זה האחרת. וכל מי דאב שלו, תיקון הם מסכנינו. וסו דוליגורה מכל הבישו, דביסומוך שחושב למרסאי, סובמי לו ישוד, בכי שיש לכתחיל, for the sheet is not only the sheet of Marshall, the sheet of many poskin, that even vis-a-vis psareiv, so we should chesish b'marasai. So the avu bin English kedi, ein le'eser ha'achil b'shul zeh, moi b'chol ovin shebisom, v'chei mashma lo shramo, shekos af yeish lo niach, di mashma b'devet, oi shiev shel ha'niach, moi ma'akev ha'achil b'shul zeh. So in other words, so he says that the ramo is only making if you don't have shkedi to put. But if so, you shouldn't refrain from eating just because you don't have shkeli. Mashain came if you have shkeli to put on the plate, so then the Ramo will also be made there that we should not eat, you know, of that boso that is a whole of shkeli without putting shkeli in the plate. Now, alright. V'nire, also v'asho v'chol v'isho v'marasayim nof v'tzichatav shol botol v'nzor shir. ונראה לפי זה, בכל שקיוס ולבא שלך התחילה, בכל אוב דמי או יפוס אטומי בכל אוב טועה. ודווקא פסע והימא, ואין תרבון עליהם לא חושב. ונראה לפי זה, בדווקא מי שאיש על דבר הרשבו אלו, בכל אוב אישה בצורך אילו. ומה יש להם בכל אוב דמי או? דימות על דביש. ודייתה, כאן, תמו המאית. So he has the kasha, the Ramo has the kasha against the Rashbo. This is a Chumis Rashbo. That also Lubashlo Bechol Ovisho, because of Marasai. So yes, but it's mentioned in the Torah that Bosot Meyo B'chol of Teiro is Muta B'Bishma. The Loshon is Muta B'Bishma. So it's not Osam Shemar Asayim. Why should Chol of Isho be more Chomor than Chol of Meyo? So Barak Meishi, Shem Rash Boilu B'chol of Isho 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 B'chol against Rashbo. So what? So here he gives a terrence. In other words, so he said that Enoch Name, when the Torah said that Bosot Meyo Bechol of Teiro is Muta Bebishlu, he means it's Muta Bebishlu on the score of Bosot Bechol of. But on the score of Marasayim it's also, but there'll be many Nachiminis, whether it's also on the score of Bosot Bechol of, or it's only also on the score of Marasayim, because there is Aloha in a hardship situation. You don't have to worry about Marasayim. That's the Aloha. So the Mele, when he says Muta Bebishl, he means Muta Bebishl as far as Basa Becholov is concerned. But Marasayim, that's a different kind of Nisya. So there are many situations where we don't worry about Marasayim. So he says, V'day tikam t'mu amei, do b'teres, because b'teres abayis, kos marashim behedi, b'cholov t'meyo. It's also in the Jure. Muta Bebishl v'anoye, v'lizo chashu Nisya Marasayim, v'nire na'u l'zayti, v'in ze kalvachim. V'nire, so what's the Moshite? Moshite is, in the name of the Rashbun Chumas, in the Rabbi, he says that it's Muta Bebisho. But he's not discussing Marasayim, he's discussing Isurim of Basa Mechol. So he says, but he doesn't like the Teretz, the Taz. So then there is a Kashe. So the Kashe of them is outstanding against the Rashbo. How can the Rashbo say that was a player, Mecholov is Muter, which Mashma Muta Ligamre, not in Moser on the basis of Marasayim, but the Rashbun Yitshuva himself says
The tshuva is that becholov isho itzosam shemarasayim. So why should posat meyo be more lenient than becholov isho? So he says, v'nira daitet in the kalachemeh. V'nira d'ligos rom shemarasayim el mikosh la'achilei kol ha'chud b'chud. V'yos deinu liposot toya becholov toya. U'mishimoche bibish lom cholov shkeidim. Tzorech laniach shom shkeidim l'chatchilei. U'vicholov isho shekam kibuteh kol shepribes v'men. Also, the Vashal in Bosom Shemara Sai, Mashim, King Bima Holof Tome, Ya Bosom Tome, in Dina, the Bosom of the Holof Shoteir, the Alco, Holy Ghost, who shone with the Mara Sai, came near when he was dying to go. So he says, no, there is no Kasha, there is no Kosh, because we can say that Holof Visho, Bosom of the Holof Visho, is also Shemara Sai. Why? Because since he boiled it, he cooked it, the whole of Isha, so then he'll be allowed to eat Chavidine to eat that pasuk. It's not osir. So in Mele, there can be a lot of marasai, of suspicion, of malignment, of accusations. Because since the eat Chavidine, it's mutabachile. So someone will notice it, so it's very likely. That if he was the bashle, so Mimele he'll eat it too, because why shouldn't he eat it? After all, it's Becholov Isho, so it's not also Bachile. So Mimele, there is a greater possibility and a greater likelihood of Marasayim, of accusation and suspicion. Mashein came when you are Mivashe, let's say, Boso Becholov Tome. Now, Boso Becholov Tome, he's not allowed to eat it anyway, and we are not dealing with Avayoni. Because if we are dealing with the Ayonim, so what's the purpose of telling him it's also Mishmarasayim to be Masher? He's an Abayon. So you're not dealing with Abayonim here. So Mimele, it's not also Mishmarasayim. Why? Because what kind of Marasayim can there be? He's not going to eat it anyway. No one will see he's not an Abayon. Now, this Boso that he was Mivashel in Hall of Tomei, so he's not going to eat it. So why was he Mivashel? Maybe he wants to give it to a Goy. If there is a goy who likes boso that is cooked in cholov tom, he likes that kind of boso. So mele, the likelihood of marasayim is much less than here. So mele, over there is no isa of marasayim. Mashein came when you're mevashel becholov isho. So there is a greater possibility of marasayim, of suspicion and accusation, because the ikredine will be allowed to eat that cholov. So he might notice it, so he'll know. Since he intends to eat it, so the person who saw him being mevashel somehow might find out that he was cooking it not to give it to be eaten by a goy, but he cooked it to be eaten by himself. So there is a greater possibility of marasai. This one is V'nir d'ayt nizek ol achim, v'nir l'gos ha'mishim arasayim, el v'nir l'kosh la'achilek, kol echad b'chudos deim l'gos ha'toyah v'chol ha'toyah, ומשמוכת בישלום חולב שקיידים, צורך להניח שם שקיידים לחתחילה, ובחולב רישה שקם כיבוד, הכל שפירס ממנו, או שלבש ללבוס ה'מישים arasayim, מה שאין כי ממה חולב תומי, יעבוס ה'תומי, אין זה דיים ל'גוס ה'מחולב של תהירים, ועל כל ל'גוס ה'מישים arasayim, כן דיר על דייתי בו, אלו שאין מיון ללהוקיר במשך לרמו. So in other words, so he is disposed to say that it's muta lechatchile to be mivashe. Because there is very little marasayim shayach, because he's not going to eat it anyway. Now, of course, he's not going to be mevashel b'cholov in order to be eaten by a Jew, because that's what some rabbono. So he's mevashel b'sarei b'cholov in order to give it to a goy. So the levush is matir, and it's not also mishum arasayim. So the Tas says, no, it is also mishum arasayim. It is also mishum arasayim. V'sud d'oreil yina l'chalik b'sarei b'shol behemo, uve'emes plukte itanoi, v'sud imashal kosa mechirik l'abosom. די פסאריי פון קלומי חשטוויי שוין טוימא פסאריי פון חלוף שוי קלא די זאגוויל אַ קאנשיין די לאש מיט חתחילה שזוכ רבו קאן מחין די סמוך קאב חלוף מיי שוין בישל נירה שנסחבן שייש מזויה בימוקים שינציר גוד אבל בימוקים צירח לרפואה אף שאין סכונה בדובו יש להתיה בישל בחלוף במאז שאין איסר אחילה ונדרבונו וכל שכמחלוף מי אוי וזאתומי כן יורד דייתי. So in other words, so even though he passes that there is a nisaya of marasayim, but the mokim tzera godol like we are free in a hardship situation, then we don't have to worry with marasayim. What's the pshat? After all, marasayim, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk v'nisan kima v'shem in Israel. So marasayim is a nisa deraisa. So how is it that in a hardship situation where it's needed to refuah, so then we don't worry? We don't worry about Marasayim. The answer is the Yisr of Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisroel is only an Yisr to maintain in a clean record vis-a-vis the people. That's the pshat in the Yisr Nikim Adishem Yisroel. That a person, every Jew, is mechuyev to maintain a clean record. He shouldn't expose himself to suspicion and all kinds of accusations. So it's not that, let's say, when a person goes into a Tvayfer restaurant to make a telephone call. So it's not the going in is the Maizis. The going in is not the Maizis. It's the fact that the person is not makpid and maintaining for himself a clean record, a reputation, a good reputation. So maybe if a person is makpid, but in a hardship situation, let's say, he goes into a restaurant, a Tvayfer restaurant, to make a telephone call. So then he's not even of the V'yisr Nikim Hashem Yisrael. The V'yisr Nikim Hashem Yisrael does not imply a nisah against every act that might lead to a certain suspicion. It only implies a nisah that the gavre should not act in a way that he exposes himself to suspicion. But if the gavre is makpid, but in certain hardship situation, he has no other alternative but to do something that might expose himself to criticism. Let's say it's a very important telephone call. A very important telephone call. And let's say if he's not going to make his telephone call, so his wife will be aggravated at him, and she'll have a lot of aggravation. So it's on the road. So then he can be allowed to stop on the road and make a telephone call. Because the governor is makpid and maintaining a clean record. But because in certain situations he doesn't. So that's why he's matia. Bimokim tzira godot. So he says, Bimokim tzira godot. Abu Bimokim tzira refuah afshein zakon ha-gidavar. It's not that the refuah is deich. The posik of Yisrael Kim Adishem Yisrael implies that the person should be a knock. So if he always keeps away from chashat, but in certain hardship situation, he does something that exposes himself to chashat, so mele, that means that he is knocking at Hashem in Israel. So mele is not able. Avud Mashayim Ken, let's say, the special issur in Gabi Shabbos, so there it's a special Yisra. So even in a hardship situation it would be Yisra. Let's say the Yisra that you're not allowed to let a behemoth walk out with the belt. And it's on Shabbos. So there, even in a hardship situation, it would be Yisra. Because there is a special Yisra. Mashayim Ken, in other situations, it's only a general Yisra of the Yisra Nikim Hashem Yisrael. And the posik of Yisra Nikim Hashem Yisrael implies only that a Jew is mechuyev to be knocking in Israel. So what does it mean? Knocking in Israel, it means if he doesn't care, he goes into a Tvayfer restaurant and he says, what do I care? Some people will say that I'm a goy, that I'm a bai, and I don't care. Then he's either the Yisra Nikim Hashem Yisrael. But if a person is makpid, that people shouldn't be cheshed him. But in certain situations, hardship situations, he has no other alternative except to do it, then he's not able. That's the reason as to why the Taz says, Bimokim Tzera God. In other words, not for just for convenience, not just for convenience sake, not, but let's say if it is for the purpose of preventing a lot of aggravation on the road, then he has a heter.
but not for the purpose of convenience. That's not its inner book. So then he's Eveya. So that's why he emphasizes. But the other is not only in connection with Psahim Becholov, even in connection with Behemoth, Psah Behemoth too. If it's only a question of Marasayim, so we mock him to a vocal like with Tirach before the Shach is mad. Okay.
Go start the Shach. See from the beginning of Sin Tizai. Alright, now, see Paul from the Shach. She was not here, there are bishops. Reina, Rabbi Royal, Kokush, and Micha, she there are bishops. So it's not us on the rise, it's only us on the Rabbi. Kol vasa becholov, she was not here, would one way. That means that if Bosa was Kokush, with the hollow, so it's only also about Achille, it's not also about Noe. Because there are bishops of Tehel. Tu visa heta klalam lamed din hei, b'chim da asa b'chava. Visit gimu, in psarim b'cholov shin osa b'achille, u d'rabun al muta b'agwe, afu d'rabun. So in that part, was b'cholov is more calm than shori sur. Because by shori sur, there is no union of bishop. The important thing is bleed. So the melee, if let's say the melee will be kovush with the hetea, so the hetea will become a samigrais. Because what difference does it make? How the tam is absorbed? Masheiki abasabacholo, so only when is it a samigrais? So only when the tam is absorbed for bishop. So the melee, if you soak meat with meat in milk, in cold milk for 24 hours, so it's below the tam in milk. But it's not a samigrais. So since that is the rice, so it's mutar banoye, and you are allowed to do it. V'chein da'as harob is if ha'achim v'chumit zekuf yidgim. V'chein da'as haramba, peritet lech ma'achol z'asures, din dal lehek, that psarim v'cholov is mutar banoye. V'chein bi yadvor v'firosh amish, periko apost. V'chein pirosh harab amag it ayte. V'chach ha'im v'marshal, פרק של דברים פסים מקוף שואה אחרי עם דעס הרמבה הוא לא כמו שעושה בעבר דעס הרמבה בבשרי בכל אור עושה בעלוי בדרמון כמו שעושה באחיל בדרמון it's not like that הרמבה משיטי בבשרי בכל אור בפנות בעלוי ומה שכוסה בדי חקולים עד היו לבא של איכלו כבר שעת טוב בזה וכי כוס בעבור דחי פרק עם המידים so the more דחי פרק עם המידים says that יש מי שאין מהיר דיבוסו שקופוש בכל אור הרי עושה בעלוי So in other words, so the Mordechai mentions his shita to the contrary, but the Mordechai himself is chichich lehokim. V'chim kosa amod afirik imamim, v'agoy zash afirik baschal amizor, meyo zowa, d'al bekomu shi al bimulichem muta v'anoi. V'chim kosa amchaba lekam esof simitza lekalem, v'udi v'neobo shi yibis yosef shom, u'marshal shom chol akal zem ivor mechokim. Even though the Marshal himself admits that according to the Rambam, whenever something is also only with the Rabbonim, there is no Yisra Angoye, and there is no Yisra Bishlo, Psarim, Becholov, is Mitra Angoye, according to Rambam, but he passes not like the Rambam, the Marshal. And there is such a shite in the Mordechai also, mentioned in the Mordechai. Abo, Psar, Tmeyo, Bosoteiro, Becholov, Tmeyo. So there is no Yisra, Bosoteiro, Becholov, Tmeyo. Lo shinatur, Abo, Bosoteiro, Becholov, Tmeyo, בחלוף מאיו או בסת מאיו בחלוף תאירו בסך היווי אפילו בחלוף תאירו אין עוד רבר ומוד המשלב לא יסו יסו that there are two possible interpretations in אין עוד רבר one is that אין עוד רבר modifies only the last expression the last clause ובסך היווי אפילו בחלוף תאירו and another interpretation is that it modifies all the preceding expressions because of אביס יוסף שלוש שאין הם יחובנו די מאש קוסף אין יעל דרבונו די מוצ קויר לחיו ביי בחלופתיו די ליבוסתיו בחלוף מיי אי ויאש פון של סול חכם באחיו משבוס בחלוף וגם לאוי אין לאסם די בריי אחר שקבוס באיי מיט נאדיר משבוס תומי יחלוף תומי so first of all it's never mentioned it's not mentioned in any place in the Gemara that the חכם מאסר and the score was the hollow boss of may you be hollow of tail or vice versa And then, why should the Chacham Masa? What would be the purpose? It's also Achille anyway. Likachti kin kanaloshim yofikim.
אלא שהבחריס יקיים ופילש דעתו עושה השמינון דמיקולו כי מדרבון נעשו לו משיבוס המחום. So the Bess Yosef's interpretation of the Torah is that the expression Eliel Drabonon modifies only the last preceding expression. He doesn't modify all the expression. Mashein Kein, the Bach, he says that this Eliel Drabonon modifies all the preceding expressions. It is reference to Bosot Meir B'chol of Teiro or Bosot Teiro B'chol of Teiro. אל שבח יש יבוא פיש לתוס לשמין מקומו כי מרבון עושה משיבוס בכל so what's the purpose? ונפקימין אני אכתיך נעצס נביר like this it's also a מחיל anyway but the נפקימין he is לגב יכתיך נעצס נביר according to the Arab and the Frank Shem this really the Inel was a Becholov וכן now this is the true Shikr the true Pasuk of the Arab and the Frank וכן לי נכתיך הוא יביא ישחב So when do we apply that we have to go to this habit only with Sasa Machmas Hatzmei but not to a case where it's Sasa Machmas Abul Lashem Bezich So because of this Rabbonon so Min Rabbonon it's considered Sasa Machmas Hatzmei So the Meile if Bosot Meir was cooked together with Cholov Teiro and then this Chaticha and this Chaticha was Nisari with a thousand other Chatiches Yom Shvi Yovelish so everything will be all set khil yirtiro ni sabe khil bi shab bi u fi zeh afu ton dikam khil nakhnu bi khol yisurim o yna kuz bi dov o ni ma shikos ba gab ba goy sin san kveis u fi ani zaiti zeine in other words that the precious shab and the bach shab the two is not right the vada lo yash khol bi shin duchte vi gam lo ishta mit khat ma pes kim nikhte ki vi gam pir shara shel maron ba ran ma shol hedi les bi sam shu bas khol ba la fun rabon vi gam in tam kol sha khol bi shu bas shu bas khol vi bi shlei me vi ba psarim sha sha bi zeh shi mo yei khol bas sarim khol ba yei gam kitab ba yei khol ba khol ba ran ba shom aber mai ni lo dikze after all old khol do not make new sorry khol do not make new sorry kol ba ran ba mis in el khasmam ken if best na god makes a new Yisrael, just like that. Not as a Shiroh, but just like that, just to be Machmir, enact a new Yisrael. So Bez Nagodol is able about this. So how about all the Takones and all the Xeres? All the Xeres of the Chazal? The answer is, they are the Chachomi, enact certain things as a Shiroh, that to prevent a Jew from being able to rise. But in this case, it's not shayach to say siyog. What kind of siyog is it? He's also going to rise to eat it anyway. What kind of siyog? So what is the justification for the chachomim uttering on the score of the rabbonon when it's also anyway with the rise? Aber mai yilik teir shepsav behemo teir abicholof meyo. Oy, yes, I'm supposed to follow. The blabber can like make us need. Keep the blabber for some boss. Oy, follow me. We send you a comment on this. Joseph Mashikosa, we got no in loss. The loy push was lost na bach. Doc Rosa Bachil na Tero, will you to go in the hall. Baby Shabbos is Joseph Balema had in after me be gone. He was I'm supposed to follow. Keep me shake wo. Osa na Tero, kachi shi na after me. El kamona sabes yo sigue berash. Na bach is yum. That the whole riot of the Yosef is because why should the Chachomim misak in the Takkone that is futile? I mean, they don't fulfill any purpose. It's also anyway with the Raise. So what will the Chachomim accomplish? So the Bach says they did accomplish. Naftimine ligabe tichoy lischabe. Naftimine is ligabe tichanasis nevele. So the Shach says this is not what the Yosef meant, but Yosef he might have meant that too, but he meant it's much more profound than that. In other words, what the Bess Yosef meant was the Chachomim do not make new takones; they never answer new things that Midrash says is muter. When the Chachomim do answer, it's as a siyog, as a sanction, as a preventive, you know, as a deterrent against becoming involved in nichshol in isur Midrash. But in this case, there is no need for a preventive. He's also to eat the same tchatich anyway with the raise. All right. The chayin. Elokavon is a b'shoshim the chayin ikal idile. B'shegam shechticha olu yischa b'gub v'avim d'rabon. I mean, and then it's unreasonable that the chachomim should be misake that bosot meyo b'cholov teyo shem kamos v'drabon and score bosot b'cholov. because of the nafkimine of Ligabich Tichu Ilishami. When the whole halacha of Tichu Ilishami, the blood of the bottle is in Rabbanimik halacha. So the Chachamim should go so far and to be misakin then. Alright. Now we have three mandomas. We have one mandomar is Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah that Kofir Gimel Yechum, and Rabbi Akiva says that the Yisrael Reise was Becholov applies only to Psa Behem or Becholov, but it doesn't apply with Reise to Psa Chaya Becholov or to Psa Reim Becholov. But with Rabbonon, Rabbi Akiva says there is a Yisrael was Becholov, Bein in the case of Psa Chaya Becholov, Bein in the case of Psa Reim Becholov. Rabbi Yisrael really, in one respect, is more machne. And he says, Zahayo Becholov is also with Reis. Mashin Kipsare Becholov is not also with Reis, it's in Mutam Rabbanon. And then there is a Rabbi Yenesini Mechilte, who says that Bein Zahayo Becholov, Bein Psare Becholov is also with Reis. Now, there are some Rishenim who say that the Chachomim agree with Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva. Since the mission mentions Rabbi Akiva Yichum, that means the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yenis. And that is the Veshite, that Kuv Daled, that we pass like Rabbi Yenis, because the Chachomim also agree with Rabbi Yenis. So maybe we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. If it had been just a machleket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yenis, so our Lord Rabbi Akiva Mechaber. But if it's a if the Chachomim agree with Rabbi Yenis, so it's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim, so Yochid the Rabbi, Halachik the Rabbi. So that's the Shite, that the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yenis, that the Yisrael was a Chalom Reis applies to Psachayim b'Cholom and to Psarei b'Cholom. Mimele, they said that with Dalet B'Chum, Paskos like that. Mashayim Kimov, the other Rishenim, they say that the Halachi is like Rabbi Akiva. That Psachayo Becholov and Psachayo Becholov are not some of the Reise, but the Rabbonon, both are also there. So here, when the Mechaber also says, Vafil Achim, Da, Sam Chavir Psachayo Beif, Inos Machila, Apil Yer Abishl, Elu Mit Rabbonon, but Vano Yer Bishl Igam, Umashal Bavach, Tola Atzim, Dibu Mavi, Bago Yisham Yidure, Vama Shekoseh, Kosher Lo, Kele Gdat Eises, Likach Posku, Di Psachayo Beif, Becholov the Reise, because Teises Paskin, it's like Rabbi Yenesin, or according to Teises, like Yechachom, ובספרי הזקת דברים הם שם מדרבונו מדרשס ובייסי שם שחידה עשר בפוסקמי ושאף מעביר לי כלומר לשפו שלו נגד הטייסס שלו יחלו פינה אחת פסר אי פייל אבל מיינו לדיני פסר אי בכל עוב דרבונו otherwise because taste says that it's all sad to eat גבינו אפת פסרי and taste says that so Teisa says it is definitely also to eat Gvino Efta Psarei because we pass like the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva that there is a person of Cholov Midrais applies to Psarei Becholov Mimele it has all the Chumres the Rabbonon so you're not allowed to eat Gvino Efta Psarei but Teisa doesn't mean that this din that it's also to eat Gvino Efta Psarei depends upon the question as to whether Psarei Becholov is Reis or Rabbonon. It could be that even if we assume that Aloch is like Rabbi Akiva, Psarei Becholov is only Rabbonon. But still, all the Chumras, the Rabbonon, that the Chachomim applied to Psarei Behemoth Becholov, apply also to Psarei Becholov. Except the taste, in view of the fact that taste holds that we pass like Rabbi Yenis like Chachomim. So mainly he has a very good reason as to why it's also to eat gvino after psarei. But the same aloha of taisis, the same sheet of taisis that it's also to eat gvino after psarei could hold true even if we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So mainly when the Mari says that we cannot ignore Teis v'shite, he doesn't mean we cannot ignore Teis v'shite. Vis-a-vis psarim v'cholov, the Reis Rabbonon. The Marim means we cannot ignore Teis v'shite, the question of eating Gvino efta psacho. And that could be true even if we don't pass the life of innocence. ושחמרי כמובן כבר שלא פרגע תשמח את דידה חפש על היפיית אבל בין לידי נפסרים וכל דבר בלון שעל כל זה דקוי שער ידעו לסין סבכתז ביצים גמורים מוטה לא אכלו בכל אוף משום שרי בכל אוף תרבון אני כאילו דמרי that's not going to do this is because now the ביצים that even if the certain ביצים that is found in Meir Tanigeles does not have a deal of color so Meir So what kind of a so when you eat it with cholov, so it couldn't be more stringent than sarin cholov from the beitzim. Late by no. So the mele, so we see that Agoy Shadur himself holds that sarin cholov is rabbonu. We have shatis with stone dinachlas milach sarin was it sarin cholov the eyes. ובאם זה יש לו אימא ברחס יאב ומי מכאן פסר איב בכל אוב דרבון עושה לאחד בינו מיד אחר ולכן כמה נסימן פיטס ועוד איתו מאגרה איב ודבינו נחולים בפיקורה How is it the same machine to say that you are allowed to eat dvino after psari? Why? Because of the memory that could all it The memory of Agre, Eifu Gvino Necholim Bapikur. What does Bapikur mean? Hefker. You can eat cheese and chicken Hefker way. I mean, like Hefker. So, there are some Rishonim who say that means like Hefker, in other words, it's indiscriminate. You don't have to worry which eat first and which later. You can eat now chicken and then half an hour later you can eat Gvino. That's the pshat mesakashim, but that pshat is not murchach. There could be another pshat that when it says apikuret in a hefker way, that means indiscriminately, it means. So he says, "Goli tona agrei v'vina cholim apikuret mifashino kmo yishefori sharamba misiyai v'vini v'siosef simen pites v'chayim v'eichol gvino v'hakeni." So then it will even psar behemo is also muta. The psar behemo is also muta. Now, there is, if it is a gvino kosher, so then there is a halacha that you have to wait 6 hours if it's a gvino kosher. But not today, not our cheeses. Our cheeses are not considered gvino kosher. But, bismanehem, so they had a gvino kosher. So then, you're not allowed to eat gvino kosher. And then, sabheimo. But to eat gvino and then chicken, that is all right. Mashenkin likabe al gvino, so not only eichu gvino ma'akei off is mutea, that you should wait after the gvino, 6 hours. But he has reference with gvino kosher, so mainly gvino ma'akei psabehemo is osea, but gvino ma'akei is muta. Mashayim kinei v'akein gvino is osea. Is osea, even though psarim b'chol of his own family. Void is v'chalim v'cham dav. V'aykos of Rambam say p'vis v'chas mamrim she'eime psarim b'chol of osem nateire eime v'valteiz. Eime v'valteiz. Avodogim Avodogim v'chakovim eime b'mis afim rabot. So the Levush mentioned that it's osea m'pnei asakone to eat dogim with milk. And that is not so. Only dogim with meat, but not dogim with milk. Because what there is all, there is only shame in the common of the dogim with hollow, yes, I call it. Who should go over a high, who we have a steam chair, we see also in the skin, have we toys, to we need to show the dogim with also in the skin, have we hollow with shaman with the inu, we hold him with the inu and again in the skin, we wash the dogim with hollow, the lechem, come the afternoon, she is about the seals, and the chemist is about the sheva, who show a chain, the sigo over the, come the shas, the skin, the tail, the mash, the head, the lesbian, the skin, I'm shown who pushing. Now, Rabbi says, we know how to laugh.